A major project has been announced in Ludlow, Massachusetts, as part of the largest brownfields mill redevelopment effort in New England. A $60 million mixed-use redevelopment is planned for the landmark clock tower building at the sprawling Ludlow Mills complex. Wynn Companies, the Boston-based real estate firm, secured the rights to develop the 231,000-square-foot building. Company President Lawrence Curtis said construction is expected to begin in 12 to 18 months.
The iconic historic building will be apartments, it will be commercial development, and all of it together becomes a fantastic centerpiece for the town of Ludlow.
The clock tower building, officially known as Mill 8, was built in 1900 and is instantly recognizable as it is on the official seal of the town of Ludlow. It has long been the focus of redevelopment efforts. Curtis said the tentative development plan calls for 100 to 130 market-rate apartments, professional office space, light industry, and perhaps some retail. He said the financing is just about in place.
The program combines federal and state historic tax credits and new market tax credits. New market tax credits is a program geared to having a commercial economic revitalization aspect. Housing is important, but also the commercial aspect of revitalization.
This will be Wynn Company's second project at Ludlow Mills. The company is developing a building adjacent to the clock tower into 75 apartments for active senior adults. That project is expected to be finished about the time construction in the clock tower building begins.
Ludlow Mills is an important project for the state, important project for Western Mass, and we're confident that within 18 months we'll be underway.
West Mass Area Development Corporation, a nonprofit developer of large industrial parks, purchased the mill complex of 60 buildings set on 170 acres 5 years ago and announced a 20-year, $300 million redevelopment plan. West Mass President and CEO Eric Nelson said the plan is ahead of schedule.
And we are approximately at $115, $116 million of total investment. So we're about a third of the way there, but we're about in the timeline, probably 25%.
After the state and federal governments contributed millions of dollars to remove asbestos and other contamination from the property, private companies began to show interest in occupying areas of the mill complex. A $28 million rehabilitation hospital was built on the site. There is a microbrewery and other small manufacturers and businesses now on the property. Last year, a river walk and park opened, providing public access to the Chicopee River in Ludlow for the first time in decades.
And the activity that brings people on that property really creates opportunities.
The new project at the Ludlow Mills was announced Thursday at a developers' conference in Springfield that was attended by 300 people. Governor Charlie Baker, who gave the keynote address at the conference luncheon, praised Wynn Companies for, quote, seeing opportunities where others can't. West Mass estimated the clock tower redevelopment would generate 300 jobs. Reporting from WAMC's Pioneer Valley News Bureau on the campus of Western New England University, I'm Paul Tuthill.